Hello, you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I am Nikhil Agarwal. As analysts cheered the quarterly earnings reports of the IT majors and the beginning of the vaccination drive in India, nervousness among traders was clearly visible last week as the fear index, India VIX, shot up by 16% to 24 in just 5 sessions. Are traders trying to follow the strategy of sell the news as the vaccination drive kicks off? Or are there other fear factors spooking the market? We find out this and more in today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal. Listen in.
IT majors reported fantastic numbers last week. How much of the earnings growth is already priced in?
Nikhil, actually, if you look at IT numbers, they are, well, you know, are pretty much on the expected line. And the stock's performance have been extremely good in last 6 months. I mean, to say how much of that has been priced in, it's tough to say for two reasons. One, most of the commentary which has come from the large companies and the deal pipeline they have announced, it shows that probably for next 1 year, next 4 quarters, as all those deals get materialized, probably even the next year numbers are going to be good. And the way the digitization is happening, the way the people are moving, companies are moving to cloud, if you look at some of in detail, some of the companies, which IT companies, which are into providing services to the manufacturing sector, their the contribution from the manufacturing sector have increased not only YOY, but all Q-on-Q basis also to this revenue of IT companies. So there is a distinct moving away from traditional system to cloud and all for manufacturing sector. Now, that trend probably is going to take 1 or 2, maybe more than that, 2-3 years to actually take place. So I think IT, it's maybe if there is a correction in the market because of the liquidity moving away from emerging markets, we might see even IT stocks correcting. But I think those stocks, especially the large cap IT stocks, are the one should not try and attempt to time and should have in one's portfolio for at least next 1 to 2 years. So to answer your question, how much has been priced in short term, Infosys is going to announce good result and was expected to. Then there was a minor correction in the ADR in the evening itself when the result had come. So there is a kind of a pricing in of things, but from a longer term perspective, I think there is still a possibility of growth in these stocks and the bottom line of the companies.
Right. What is your reading of the Q3 numbers released so far? Recovery is on track?
Well, I think it's too early to figure it out whether the recovery is on track, though my base case scenario is yes, the recovery is on track. Some of the credit offtake numbers have been better. But as far as the numbers are concerned, see, only two sectors have come. One is the IT and one large private bank. So neither cement, construction, PSU bank, consumer numbers, they have still not come. But those numbers probably would be coming another 2 weeks. So that probably would be the time one to figure it out. But if I look at a very minor indication, the commentary which has come up, I think, yes, recovery is on track. But it's better to have a confirmation because we have to realize that at the levels where we are sitting in terms of the both of the indices and the broader market, valuations are not cheap. So it's, you know, slightly would be risky to assume that, you know, recovery is on track and either jump in fresh now or take, you know, increase your exposure to some of these, especially mid and small caps.
Volatility index India VIX surged more than 16% last week. What could be the reasons behind the fear factor?
There were certain things which happened last week which kind of makes the emerging market, I will not say India, but the emerging market has set itself shaky. One was that there were talks about, you know, whether the stimulus package is going to come or not, and how much of that, what the shapes and contours of the stimulus package of US administration would be. So one of the factors which I believe increased volatility is because the valuation, the fear factor that correction might be coming up is very high. If you look at the open interest in some of the put options in both in broader market index and bank Nifty, those are indicating that there is a fear that a correction is on way because the liquidity taps might be getting close. Though the indication from the US Fed on Friday night was clear that, you know, they are going to continue with the the loose monetary policy, but the fear in the market is that the liquidity flows to emerging markets might be getting slightly slower because the yield on the US debt paper, especially 10-year, has moved above 10. So I think there is a fear of a correction coming up because of the liquidity taps kind of slowing down, which are not unjustified actually. I mean, we can see that happening pretty much soon. So it is a fear which is making people book profit. And obviously, we are in extremely overbought zone if you look at in terms of charts. We are in extremely overbought zone. But the fact is that we might remain there till the time these taps keep coming. Till the time an ETF which decides to put money in India and other emerging markets.
As the vaccine drive begins in India, do you think it can be a sell the news event for investors after the rally we have seen so far?
I don't know whether it's a sell the news event for the investor, because for an investor it's very tough to kind of time the market. We never know that after a 10 days or 15 days correction, the market again starts to move up. Two parts to your question. One, sell the news as far as the vaccination is concerned. If that trade was going to happen, it should have happened in November, because globally it was well known that it was only a matter of time when that vaccination is going to start. So that would have happened in November. But as far as trader is concerned, I think it's time to be cautious. You should think twice before you take long positions, because there are some things which I'm not able to figure out how they can happen. If the metal price is rising, how can an auto ancillary guy also say, I'm also happy, and the metal guy says, I'm also happy. So these are the contradictions. So I don't know whether because of vaccination you should sell, but there are things which are indicating that it's better that if you take something profit off the table, it would probably be better for traders. I know I'm not saying about investors. Somebody, a long-term investor, doesn't want to book profit for next year. Then he doesn't have to bother about what's the news on vaccination or what's the news on the other front. But yes, I would say that it's time to take some profit off the table.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.